This is KUT. UT Austin is preparing to search for a new dean for its architecture school. Outgoing Dean Fritz Steiner recently announced he was leaving his post ahead of a new statewide law allowing permitted gun owners to carry a concealed handgun on campus. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, UT and other public colleges and universities could soon discover a financial cost to the law.
UT Austin officials and experts can't pinpoint exactly how much it will cost the university to replace Fritz Steiner. But Audrey June with the Chronicle of Higher Education says finding a replacement for Steiner could be complicated.
One of the things that is going to be tough, I think, is that you're trying to replace a dean in this instance who has built up a school to have a really good reputation under his tenure. So that adds a level of complexity because the school's operating at a high level, and that's something that UT Austin senior administrators obviously want to maintain.
And June says there's a growing trend among universities to use outside help to fill high-level positions like that.
9 times out of 10, the work of hiring that level person is going to be turned over to an executive search firm.
Search firms can cost thousands of dollars, but June says the real cost will be to the school's reputation if more faculty members leave because of campus carry policy. According to the Austin American-Statesman, UT Austin's Moody College of Communication lost a dean candidate because of his concerns about guns on campus. University President Gregory Femvez told the newspaper last month that he's very concerned about the effect of concealed carry on recruitment and retention. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.